the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm sure that many of us that have assembled today have a great love for the water of this earth. If you are at the ocean, the sea, a river, or lake, you see God's beauty around you. Fishermen certainly love the water and love their craft. A true fisherman can really relate to the gospel reading today. Why? Because a true fisherman is one who will persist at his task for hours on the mere possibility of making a great catch. This story today of the great catch is more than just the account of a great catch, for in the final analysis, it is not the fish that are hooked, but the fishermen, the disciples, Peter, James, and John. The three named fishermen are in the inner circle of the disciples. These three were the ones that were privileged to witness events which the other disciples did not see, such as the transfiguration of our Lord on Mount Tabor. So we have our three main witnesses. Let's now turn our attention to the setting of the miracle. And if you would like to refer to this, this is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. This is the first Sunday of Luke. Jesus was standing by the Sea of Galilee, which Luke called the Lake of Gennesaret. Around him a crowd had gathered, listening to him proclaim the word of God. Beyond the crowd of those who were pressing in on the Lord Jesus, there was the Sea of Galilee, and two ships were pulled up on the shore. One ship belonged to Peter. We read about that in verse 3. And the other belonged to John and James, verses 7 and 10. These fishermen were not among the crowd. Instead, they were off washing their nets, as we hear in verse 2. They had spent a long and fruitless night fishing, verse 5. The appearance of Christ at the lake may have not been coincidental. He most likely wanted to be there, knowing that there is where the disciples would be. It probably also was no accident that the boat into which Jesus stepped and from where he taught was Peter's. It was now time for them to become permanently attached to him, accompanying him wherever he went. The time for a deeper level of commitment and involvement had come. The appearance at the lake that day was for the purpose of bringing about a life-changing decision on the part of Peter and his companions. Jesus would momentarily use the boat as his pulpit, but he was intent on making fishermen fishers of men. The disciples had apparently finished washing their nets and probably hung them out on the ship to dry. Jesus had likewise finished his teaching and asked Peter to put out to deeper water and to let down the nets for a catch. Notice these words by Christ: put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Jesus did not make a suggestion. Instead, he gave an order. He gave a command. And he did not order the disciples to let down their nets to try to catch fish. He ordered them to put out their nets for a catch of fish. In other words, Jesus was issuing both a command and a promise. The command was to put out your nets. The promise was that there would be a catch. Peter replied in this way, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but at your bidding, I will let down the nets." In the first place, Peter's words indicate that he and his partners were tired. They had worked hard all night. Besides that, they had just finished washing their nets. They would have to do it all over again. Second, Peter indicates that their efforts had been futile. Night was the time for the best fishing, and nothing had been caught. Certainly during the day, they would face the same results. Third, Peter may have thought that he knew better than Christ because he was the fisherman, and Christ was a carpenter by trade. In his mind, when it came to fishing, he was the expert. However, Peter did relent and let the nets down. He listened and obeyed Jesus, who was his master. The result was incredible. We've all heard fishing stories of a great catch, but this catch was the greatest of them all. The nets were absolutely full. They were breaking. A call went out for two more boats to help. The catch of a lifetime was made, and now was time to hook the fishermen. Every miracle of Jesus had its purpose, and this one was no exception. There was a catch to the story, and it is now disclosed. Peter was the leader and the spokesman of the others. He immediately responded by falling down at the feet of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Falling prostrate at the feet of Jesus was an act of humility and worship. Peter had been ministered to in an area of his own expertise. He now saw the Lord in an entirely different light. Jesus was Lord, and he was a sinful man. In verse 5, Jesus was referred to by Peter as Master, but now he is Peter's Lord. Peter at this time realizes the greatness and power of Jesus. Jesus, from this time on, was his Lord. For Peter, James, and John, the three who will make up the inner circle of Jesus' followers, this incident is a major turning point. They have followed Jesus before, but only partially, only for a time. Now these disciples have made the decision to leave their lives as they knew them and follow Jesus. This was no small decision. From this moment on, Jesus would begin to pour more of his life into his disciples. The more intimate aspects of his life and ministry would now be made known to them. From now on, Jesus is Lord to Peter and his partners. And Peter, who saw himself as an expert, at least in fishing, now sees himself as a sinner before the holy God. What a change. Jesus hooked these fishermen and made them fishers of men. He attempts to do the same to us. We need to follow the lead of Peter, James, and John, who followed him unconditionally. We too can do the same today. We do not have to leave our lives as they did, but instead we need to focus on Him and the life we live today. Remember, they had Christ physically with them, but since His death and resurrection, He is spiritually with us. We need only to follow Him by following His commandments and proclaiming His gospel to the world. By doing so, we too will be hooked, and we too can be fishers of men. Amen.